Thank you very much for an excellent presentation. And I think it's really challenging to translate the sustainable infrastructure definition, which is kind of very loosely defined, and then to make a clear definition and then to conceptualize it. And I had also the pleasure to read in advance this paper. But one question that came up in general terms is, my observation is it depends a little bit on the granularity, how you look at infrastructure, because I mean, I say it now very extremely, a highway is an infrastructure, and you can kind of say whether it's sustainable or not, but actually it's part of transportation infrastructure. And my understanding, I'm not an expert in this area, would be a sustainable transportation infrastructure doesn't even have a highway, or is designed in a way that transportation is to a minimum. So or the same is with housing, right? So you can say an individual house is sustainable or not, but the question is, do I really need this house? Because maybe it's a secondary home of somebody. So is this really sustainable housing if I have lots of secondary homes? So I'm just wondering if this is also part of the discussion, the granularity at which you look at it, because you might come to different conclusions. So just wondering if they're still in the making or if there is some kind of consideration of that. Sorry for my very naive observation of this, but this is my understanding as a big challenge.